Right now, though, let's wheel around. Get you updated a little bit on the home front and the lowdown on the Lone Star State, some of our Texas topics. Heads up, not only is tomorrow a Friday the 13th, but it's not going to be fun at all as they are closing 20 down starting at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Yeah, I-20, Interstate 20 will be closed overnight starting at 7 o'clock tomorrow through 7 a.m. Saturday. And this will be right there at 20 as it jets off to 820. They're going to blow up the bridge. Bridge demolition.
Really?
Yeah, so they say.
Word.
TxDOT says follow signs for the I-30 820 West Loop detour routes. I'm sure those will be well marked. And they said this is only going to be 7 p.m. to 7 a.m., but you never know. So eastbound and westbound I-20 both will be closed right there at the 2030 split to Markham Ranch Road. So again, that's tomorrow night starting at 7 o'clock.
So are they going to rebuild the bridge during that 12 hours?
You know, if we couldn't build the bridge between Trump and Elon yesterday, good luck with that, guys. But go get them.
So we've got red ants, mosquitoes, cicadas, and now another invasive species with the Asian needle ant.
The ant. Oh.
They've been spotted in 20 different states, including right here in Texas. And their bite is not pretty. Victims can suffer from hives, itching, low blood pressure, swollen tongue or throat, nausea, dizzy, fainting, weak pulse, and wheezing. And then things could get really bad.
Okay.
You could get anaphylaxis shock. Not to mention, I'm not making this up, a psychological feeling of doom.
We're already way ahead of you on that, guys.
Experts suggest keeping piles of wood off the ground because that's where they like to live. And wearing protective clothing in the garden.
What is the name of this animal?
This is the Asian needle ant.
Why is it?
No, apparently they came over in 1932, and nothing has been the same since.
So the tariffs came too late on this.
See, right.
Well, there you go.
Where were you?
Well, in a recent statistical survey of the people that do this thing, Texas and ERCOT came in number 2 on the list of states throughout the country likely to see power outages this summer.
Number 2!
Actually, throughout the year, we came in number 2. You would think we would be a top go-getter there, but no. Yeah. Congratulations, Michigan, you got number 1. But largely, most of their problem is during the wintertime, so that maybe adds up. When it comes to specifically summertime problems, we are still
number 1.
Go ERCOT. By the way, they say that ERCOT probably going to hit peak demand sometime this August. So that would set a record, and they don't know what's going to happen.
Oh, it's a big surprise.
They're just hoping the Asian needle ant gets to everybody first.
Yeah. So it could be a tough question for anyone. Where are you going to work today? It's even tougher for our fine men and women in the U.S. military because the bases that were renamed just a few years ago are going back to their original names, sort of. President Donald Trump made the announcement that 7 different bases will go back to their original names. Now, in Texas, that's going to be Fort Hood, which went to Fort Cavazos.
Right.
It's now going to be Fort Hood once again, but this time named after Colonel Robert B. Hood from World War
One.
A distinguished service cross recipient.
Oh, I see.
Now,
what they're doing.
The Don skirting around the original legislation that outlawed bases from being named after Confederate leaders. But they're choosing heroes with the same name.
Right.
But different people.
Ah.
So others returning to the original names include Fort Pickett, Fort Gordon, Fort Lee, Fort Polk, Fort Rucker, and Fort Hill. Is that clear?
So they
got to get all that?
They got to change the sign again that they already changed.
Right.
Man, between this and the protests, I should get into the sign business. You know? Golly, you could clean up. Well, it's a different kind of base, a fan base, and in a recent survey, Dallas and North Texas leading the way for the most miserable fan bases in sports.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, and it's a pretty varied list, too. Like, the top 10 starts with University of Nebraska. Then you got the New York teams, New York Giants at 9, and then New York Jets at 5. OU made the list. Most miserable fan bases for fans.
Mm-hmm.
7. A&M at 4. The formerly Oakland Athletics. Yeah, they don't even have a city.
The homeless.
They're 3. Athletics.
6.
Coming in at number 2, most miserable fan bases, Dallas Cowboys.
What?
They are only bested by the Dallas Mavericks.
That's a lot of Texas misery right there. I'm so sorry.
It gets worse. Yesterday, Netflix announced a new sports series following Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys. America's team, The Gambler and His Cowboys, will come out, and it's expected to be released on Netflix, coming out August 19th. That's on Netflix, although by then it'll probably get intercepted by Hulu. That's
Waking Up with KB and Heather Lee.